As she said this, she looked down at her hands and was surprised to see that she had put on one of the rabbit's little white kid gloves while she was talking. "How can I have done that?" she thought. "I must be growing small again." She got up and went to the table to measure herself by it, and found that as nearly as she could guess, she was now about 2 feet high and was going on shrinking rapidly. She soon found out that the cause of this was the fan she was holding, and she dropped it hastily, just in time to avoid shrinking away altogether.
"That was a narrow escape," said Alice,
a good deal frightened at the sudden change, but very glad to find herself still in existence.
"And now for the garden."
And she ran with all speed back to the little door. But alas, the little door was shut again, and the little golden key was lying on the glass table as before.
"And things are worse than ever," thought the poor child. "For I never was so small as this before, never, and I declare it's too bad that it is."
As she said these words, her foot slipped, and in another moment, splash, she was up to her chin in salt water. Her first idea was that she had somehow fallen into the sea.
"And in that case, I can go back by railway," she said to herself.